Tomas Murray has had many obstacles to overcome, but he has not let that stop him from working hard to become a world-class athlete. He has a mild intellectual disability, and he lost his left leg in an accident when he was in elementary school. He is also only 5'4". None of these obstacles stopped him. The 1995 Special Olympics World Games were played in Connecticut. Tomas's talents won him many fans there. "He's amazing, absolutely amazing," said basketball official Jim Reynolds. "He does things that a lot of two-legged players can't do. It is this kind of respect and acceptance that Special Olympics athletes strive for." Caption: Professional basketball star Ray Allen works with Special Olympics basketball players. Famous athletes often volunteer for Special Olympics. Feature box: The Olympics and Special Olympics. Special Olympics was set up to be similar to the traditional Olympic Games. Both have winter and summer games. Both sets of Olympics offer the same kinds of sporting events. And both Olympic Games bring together athletes from around the world. They all compete in a spirit of peace and goodwill. With his head held high. The first time Lorraine Loeb held her son, he looked like such a perfect baby. While pregnant with Brian, Lorraine became sick. She contracted polio, an infection of the spinal column that often causes paralysis of some muscles. The disease left her unable to use her legs. After her illness, Lorraine was afraid. She thought her polio would affect her unborn child. So when he arrived, looking so beautiful, "I was the happiest mother in the world," she said. But Lorraine soon began to worry. She saw that Brian was slower to develop than his brother had been.